Testing. Okay, we muddy the world waters yet further, I'm afraid. Today's daf is daf Mendalit. And we were holding in the sugya of Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan was quoted as saying that we have a special halacha by Nazir that heter is mitzaref leisur, which means that even though you don't have the full kezayit to eat, although usually you drink wine as a Nazir, but in this case, I'm trying to point out you're eating the wine. It's absorbed in a piece of bread. That's why we talk about kezayit, according to some. So if you don't have a kezayit of wine, but since between the bread and the wine you do have a kezayit, we mitzaref the bread to the wine. Because why else would the Torah say mishrat? Some learn, there's some Rishonim who learn that this is even where there's no tarovet throughout the whole thing. In other words, I dip some bread, and I'm now having wine and bread. So the fact that not all the bread tastes like wine is irrelevant for Heter Mitztaref L'Isser. That's only other questions of Tam K'Iter in terms of Bittul and so on. But Heter Mitztaref L'Isser, in certain cases where I'm eating things together, if I hold a Heter Mitztaref L'Isser, according to some, you don't need any tarovet. It's just the fact of the achila being together. I put them in my mouth together. But I don't need that the two things would be mixed. Others disagree, because certainly Mishras is talking about where it was mamish dipped, and therefore maybe it does have to be mixed. All right, but we'll see as we go through the sugya. So yesterday we pointed out that there are other cases as well, and that was the case of haktarat se'or by menachot on the mizbeah. And the Gemara said yesterday that the only reason we stressed, ze'iri that is, stressed the din of se'or by mincha instead of habamah, what would be wrong with chametz bepesach? It's an example, since we have a special pasuk that tells me that you're chayev even on tarovet and so on. So l'chorof is a lie. On the tarovet, it's mashma even though you don't have a kizayit of iser, kizayit of chametz. Certainly all does hit them carefully is. The Gemara said, but in order to be make it very clear that you require Heter Mitztaref L'Isser for Haktorah, and you shouldn't say like Abaye who holds that there's no need for Heter Mitztaref L'Isser by Haktorah, because after all, Yesh Haktorah b'pachot mikizayit, so whatever little bit you brought up would be an act of Haktorah, and mashallah, you're only chayav because of Heter Mitztaref L'Isser. That's where we were at. We're now on the fourth line of Memchamet. To Yosef Rabini, Rabini was sitting, saying over, this sugya of Rabbi Yochanan. So Amar La Abaye Rabini, I don't understand what you're saying. That the din of Heter Mitztaref L'Isser you're saying is a din only in Nazir. And that's in Kol HaTorah Kula. Kol Yisur in Shabbat Torah, in Heter Mitztaref L'Isser, what's not? A mikveh shel truma. Mikveh is something usually, Rashi is Mefarish, the ways of Mefarish here, most of Mefarish, the ways of Mefarish here, the mikveh comes from the lashon of kafui. Kafu tohomot belev yam. Kafu tohomot belev yam means that the tohomot became solid so that Kol Yisrael could pass between them, which is where we get the modern lashon of kafui, or kegvina takiyeni, to make me solid when you put in an enzyme into the cheese so it solidifies it. However, in other places, in other Rishonim here too, say mikveh is a rotev. You use wine, let's say, to make it a thickened sauce, but it's not mamish like hardened. And the truth is, it's more of a gel, we would say in English, to gel, to keep it solid, even though it's still a liquid. So it's a interim state between liquid and solid in which the liquid doesn't pour. That's chapter takpieni, so the first stage of the hardening of a cheese. Or the kafu tomot is not that they were mamish solid, frozen, we use it in modern Hebrew, but rather kafu that it became gelled in its place. It's stuck in its place. So now you have the main ingredient of the mikveh is shuma, and there is shum, shemen, that is chulin, and noga tfu yovim mikzatan pasalat kulon. So if the ikur ingredient over here was shuma, as we know it for yom as a din of a sheni betuma and doesn't pasal chulin, only pasal shuma. So if the main ingredient was shuma and the flavorings were chulin, so then the whole thing becomes now pasal, because shuma becomes pasal in exposure to it for yom. Mashein kein, if the mikveh was shechulin and the shum v'ashemen that's in it were truma, the naga tfu yom mikzatan l'posel l'makom maga odova. In that case, if the tfu yom touches an area in this gel, so then that area that he touches, let's say there's some piece of shum that he touches, so he passes only makom maga, but not in the whole thing. So the question is like this: even makom maga also shouldn't be tummy. We asked over there, why would we pass even the place that you touch if now the entire thing is dimuah and it's bottle? So if it's kosher to miyikra din, it's kosher to eat even for a zan. Okay, maybe the rabbanan aser dimua, but why would we passel the mako mago with tfuyon, the manashah? Either the mixture is chulin, which case none of it is pasel, or the mixture is truma, which case all of it is pasel. What's a chach to say you passel mako mago? And to answer the question, Rabba Bar Bar Chana explained over there in the sugya of truma, the Omar Rabba Bar Bar Chana matam. He said the reason that it's mekabel tuma from a tfuyon is because if the zar would eat a kezayit of this dinua, he would be chayim. Now, I don't know, for whatever reason, but apparently it has a din of truma, legabe the isra vachila vizar. Therefore, even though it isn't truma mamish entirely, but legabe the dinim of achila is truma. Since legabe the dinim of achila is truma, so we're makbid to give it a truma that would be affect truma in the mokom mago. But we don't really turn it into truma. I'll discuss this in a moment. So now explain to me what he meant. I mean, hechidami, what is that supposed to mean? You have a little bit of truma that's mixed in chulin. So the zar will be chayev for a kezias of a mixture. How could that be? Unless, lav mishum the hetam itstarev liyisr. The only way to understand it is that it's saying that the heter in this, meaning the chulin in this, is mitstarev to the yisr of the truma. And now the zar is going to be chayev because of the fact that he ate truma together with a hashlama of truma to make it a kezayit. So that could only be because of hetem etzarev liyisr. So apparently we take for granted that hetem etzarev liyisr is a klal in all yisurim. Otherwise, why would we get it in truma? Therefore, the logic would be this. In terms of dinim of tuma v'tayra, dinim of tuma v'tayra are not dependent in the chiyav of achila v'zar. Dinim of hetem etzarev liyisr does not mean that we're going to say that in a mixture that's rubai chulin, that it suddenly turns into truma. It doesn't turn into truma. But legabe the yisr of achila, there's a separate halacha, and even though it's heter, but heter is mitzarev liyisr. Fine. Now the question is, so why would we say legabe truma that it should have a din partially to be machmanet like truma? That we're saying that since it's shayach, that there's a diraisa, that he would be chayav on, albeit mitam dine achila bilvad, in other words, mitam heter mitzarev liyisr. Therefore, the rabbanon saw fit to say, okay, given a halacha of truma legabe kabbalas tuma in the place where he touched, even though the whole thing obviously isn't really true. So this is the first indication that we've had that there could be separate halachas. This is how Rashi learns. This has a very different approach, but let's stick with this. So according to this, it means that the din of etam etzarev liyisr is very, very different from the halachas of bittah. Nothing to do with bittah. In a sense, it's the opposite. We're keeping the heter separate. And nonetheless, and as I mentioned, the Balamor, I mentioned Rashi, but Balamor also is much of the same thing, that even though I have no real mixture of the two parts, don't have to have the time being mashma and my achila with something that's mut, and mix the two together, they're mixed in my yining, they're not mixed them in themselves. Nonetheless, heter would be mitzarev liyisr. Some learn that the sfora is that the halacha that achila is bekizayit is not that the achila's iser is bekizayit, but that Isur is b'kezayis, but that you're not eating unless you eat a kezayis. So if I eat Isur, and I'm eating it as a kezayis, because I have a heter that is part of its achila, so that is an achila isur. It's not that the heter becomes isur. It's that there's now an act of achila because of the heter on the chelek of isur. Same thing over there, legabi the haktorah, the haktorah of so'or. An act of haktorah there is. It's even though there wasn't an act of haktorah on the so'or bilvad, but an act of haktorah, the kezayis that would include so'or, there was. So it would be fine. Some Rishonim learn like this. In any event, obviously that is unique to the dinim of achila. It has nothing to do with changing the substance of the thing into something else. We're not going to turn chulin into truma. Mamela, to say the whole thing should become truma just because a zar would be mechayev on achilas kezayis, that I won't say. But to say that there are grounds to be bakten on mokom mago, because already there's truma that's here sufficiently to be mechayev somebody min atayra, that makes sense to say. That's how Rashi learns the sukkah. What?
Reminders of the
Achilles? Yeah, I mean, whatever, you know, I don't know whether reminder is the right word, but however we generally find that the Chachomim give a din across the board with minor distinctions to clarify that it isn't really that thing. In general, I mean, you could call it a reminder, but it's probably deeper than that. You know, probably definitive. Is it this or is it that? You know. But
the Zohar is Lokas.
The what?
The zar being loka is
deraisa. The zar being loka, yeah, how else can it be loka? It means deraisa. Right. So it must be because of hetem etzarev liyisr.
And would we say that in the kazayas, the truma part originally was less than half of the kazayas?
That's, it's interesting, that's actually a machlokas. The Raifa Chita and Hefa Mitzvah for Yisir is that it has to be half. Half, exactly half.
Who is
half? Yeah. Chatzi Yisir, Chatzi Hefa. Okay, not everybody agrees with that. But anyway, the Torah we see from here.
Is that the guy that threw his
chametz
as well?
We'll get to chametz in a moment.
He eats a gezaya or a gezaya total?
No, I'm assuming it means not gezaya total. Otherwise it wouldn't prove Hefa Mitzvah for Yisir. It says the Gemara, maybe indeed, that's the point. Maybe it doesn't mean that. Maybe when it says a kezayis, it doesn't mean a kezayis of the whole thing. It means, since if a zar would eat a kezayit of this truma within the mixture, and as long as the mixture would contain a kezayit b'chteyakilat pras, so then that means if I eat a pras, which is 4 beitzim according to Rashi, 3 beitzim according to others, but if I eat a pras of this, and that would contain a kezayis in it, so then lechera, I would be eating a kezayis b'tei achilas pras. Then that's not a din in etem mitzvah liyaser. That's a din in achila. Every achila is defined as kezayis b'tei achilas pras. So maybe that's what it's saying. That given that the case of mikvah could include also a case where you would have a kezayis b'tei achilas pras, that's maybe what it was referring to. You know, as Tosis points out, nizida dema anachla, nizida dema sheino kezayis b'tei achilas pras. Okay, this is the Gemara is assuming that in this case we could be talking about where you have a kezayis b'tei achilas pras. So maybe as long as that doesn't start with Yisr. What? Kezayis b'tachilas pras is the Araisa. Omar Lein, absolutely. Why wouldn't Kezayis b'tachilas pras be the Araisa? Because what's the tzad to say? We know that there's a shear of Achila. And we know Achila is going to take the Kezayis. And we know that that's always defined as Kezayis within a particular amount of time. But the thing is, we never saw that it's defined that way in the context of the Tarobet. That's a whole new idea. In other words, Ishlam, it's taking me time to eat. Okay, it's a time to eat. That's part of the act of Achila. But that something is embedded in a different Achila. But that's also God, because I have a fact of his. That's a pusher. What's an afkanina lamaisi? We have a shir mikazayas. Zayin b'yakilas pras. So then that should be true, even if the thing that's spreading my akila out is the fact that I'm eating other things. It's ignoring the other things. So lamaisi, I'm eating a kazayas of truma b'yakilas pras. So this should be true by all Yisurim. I don't need Hetem Mitzarif L'Yisur when it comes to that. What's Hetem Mitzarif L'Yisur? I'm eating a full Kezayas of Vetruma.
Yeah,
in the pras, which includes truma and chulin, but can you ignore
the
chulin?
What was the question then?
Because we thought about the kezayis, period, not kezayis. Kezayis are a mixture.
I understand, but then what was the question? What was the tzad to say it's not there?
Because a kezayis with the afterless pras is when you eat the kezayis, not when you eat the kezayis with other things. Who says that tarovis is the same thing? I understand, but it's a question to you. What about being a bittul? It's not question at all. Because you're taking for granted the dinim of tzarovas. What about bittul? We haven't even established tam keikra yet. We don't know if we're talking about min b'mina. Where if you don't know the Rebbe Yehuda, then we'd be bottle barod. So kezayis b'tachilas pras shouldn't even be there. And you're saying it's a pasha. We'll ignore that issue for a moment. I'm gonna go, the Gemara. Let me just point out: we are dealing over here with many different things that have some vague correlation, but they are not the same at all. There's a question of hetem mitzvah v'yisr. Then there's dinim of bittul. Those dinim of bittul depend on whether you're talking about a solid or a liquid or a tam. They depend on whether you're talking about min b'mino or min b'she'eino mino. They depend on whether you hold tam ki'ikr, which we're going to be getting to later. They depend on whether you hold the kezayis b'tei achilas pras in a case where midi raisa wasn't bottle. Would be able to be mechayev yumalkus or not. They depend on how you define tam as opposed to mamash. Which were all of these things we're going to be discussing. But all of these issues are involved in this sugya. So now the Gemara is saying, and of course this is a sneaky way getting back to our Mishnah. We pointed out earlier something funny about the Mishnah. All of a sudden we're talking about chametz as if chametz, the taroves, is some new idea. Like we never heard of taroves before. This is a din of taroves. It's called a tarikula. Now all of a sudden we're looking for new sugya. And then who says chametz but taroves is an isra? I don't understand. Well, how did that happen?
It's not because it's an early appearance of Shas.
Of course not. We have a separate pasuk. Komak metzadot ochel. What early appearance? It's the first time HaKadosh Baruch Hu learned the sugya. No, it's a separate issur. Barneya. We dashed it from a pasuk. What's that to do with tarovas? The komak metzadot ochel gabi dukshen tarovas. So that we ignore the stamid in a tarovas, which is now finally what the Gemara is going to be asking. What are we doing with this Mishnah? Running around looking for tzukim. What happened to the din of tarovas? You're telling me now that kezayis b'tei achilas pras is us. That's what you're telling me. Even though it's in a mixture. Maybe you'll explain the Mishnah to me now. Yes, the Gemara said, now, excuse me? That's the case. Now what? See, okay, I might poly grab one like the Rebbe Lezer. I understand. The Mishnah says that according to Rebbe Lezer and the Mishnah B'kutach HaBavli, we have a new law. By the way, you'll notice the Gemara doesn't ask a better kasha before. Eliezer. Why would even Reb Eliezer himself, or Reb Eliezer, depending on the Tosfos points out, why wouldn't he hold himself that you're chayev chorus? You said harezev ala, but not chorus. Why not chorus? Now that you're telling me kizayis b'chayaki, let's process the arisa, so why isn't with the rabbi of chorus? You're asking only alibi rabbanan. You could ask on him too. What do you mean you're looking for a new pasuk that tells me komach metzit lo tochelo? And you had a whole riot that komach metzit was not an Easter kares. You understand? According to this, it's just the same chometz that was always there. I'm still eating a kizayis b'chayachilas pras. Anybody who's ever seen kutach habavli knows that it's got a kizayis b'chayachilas pras. It's mostly bread. Much is because it's got some vinegar in it and cheese in it. So when it became not chometz anymore, and you need a new pasuk. I don't understand. So what happened to kutach habavli? So apparently, in other words, the question may not be chalak karet, which is very strange. I mean, is it the same as the akiva or not? This is something to put into your pockets for putting into your pipes later. Says the Gemara, Tosus doesn't like this whole piece because it really doesn't make any sense, because we see later on, and they don't necessarily have to hold. That's because of etan istarfliyas. But okay, let's read it. Elamai. So what do you say? What do you understand as the machlokas? Mishum etan istarfliyas, sir? So you still have to wonder, am I Pauli Rabban and later of Elizabeth Gutachabavli? It makes much more sense than that entire piece.
Makes much more sense.
Leave out this entire piece about sof am I Pauli Rabban and later of Elizabeth Gutachabavli. Elahan, it does take it out. Elahanak, look at the Chabavli. The Leib Bekizayi, but the Akilat Pras, you're wrong about Kutta Chabavli. You're saying, look at Kutta Chabavli, it's almost entirely chametz. That's very nice. Okay, take a nice cup of Kutta Chabavli and enjoy it. Yeah, I'll keep the garbage pan handy. You can't eat Kutta Chabavli like that. Kutta Chabavli is a dip. So take into consideration how much chametz you have in the dip. You have to take now a salad, you're going to scatter some Kutta Chabavli in it. Piece of meat, you're going to dip in a Kutta Chabavli. Some of Richie's pizza, and you're going to put it. You gotta put it in the Kutach HaBavli. Okay, so the Shaila is, you got a little bit of Kutach HaBavli. So Elamai, what are you talking about? That the Mishnah is mashmir, that even somebody who likes eating Kutach HaBavli plain, is that what it's talking about? I mean, such a guy would be locked up. And since he would be locked up, it's Batla Baita, and therefore wouldn't be considered to be Achila. Let's just read that inside. Because look, if you're talking about somebody who's eating pure Kutach HaBavli, because sorry if he ka'achile, but that he's forcing it down straight, Batla Baita, it's a kol adam. I mean, such a person is not considered to be eating midarach achila? The mishtar kashatir, if you're talking about dipping in it and then eating, so then between the other ingredient that you're dipping it into, you certainly don't have a kizayi b'chayachilas pras. Therefore, there's no problem with kutach habavli. Rashi points out that's all very nice, but there were four examples in the mishnah. Was it just kutach habavli? What happened to the beer? The beer, I mean, it's cool. You have chametz, you know, it's mixed with water.
What's the point of kutach
habavli? Huh? So Rashi says that even the beer in those days wasn't really our beer. It was beikar date beer, which you mixed with saorim in order to get it to ferment.
What's the point of the whole point of Kutach HaBavli is that it's a dip. Why are we bringing it down as roots? Even if it was
chametz gomer. Wait. Remember, according to Rashi, the whole issue of here is Vayirah, Vayimatzah, Elohovi. So the whole equation changes. We're trying to bring Rayas for the Machila to the Halacha of Vayirah, Vayimatzah.
Okay, fine. So the Rebbe is saying it's a question on everything.
Stam, we need to understand what exactly is the nature of the relationship of the Yisra Achila.
Are we talking about this process?
Is it that the Torah said Bayiraya Bayimatzeh on that which is Shayat to be Bali Bay Yisra Achila? We're taking for granted there's some relationship between them.
But in either case, what does Kutach HaBavli have to do with Talmud Chametz, according to this explanation? It's a separate issue. It's an issue of something that cannot be eaten, you can't eat Kazayas of.
But if chametz to taro, this is us. Just then, because ice to taro, this would be us.
But I'm just saying, why do we have to even?
I don't need kizayis b'teachlis pras. This is an excuse. You're asking me if kizayis b'teachlis pras is us, sir, then we don't need to talk about taro, because we have a kizayis b'teachlis pras, which we
no,
answer.
The opposite.
Why?
The opposite.
Why
are
you saying the opposite?
That if we're talking, if
we certainly eat a kizayis of the kutach habavli b'teachlis pras. You're saying I'm not eating
it. But as a mix.
You're saying I can't eat it on its own, and that's why that's kizayis b'teachlis pras.
That's what the Gemara just said. It can't be eaten on its own. That's why you can't say it's kizayis b'teachlis pras, because nobody eats
exactly.
It.
So now the question is, what is it?
Right.
It's mixed chametz. It's not chametz kizayis b'teachlis pras. But now it's taro. That's the point.
Since you're going to be eating with all these other things.
So now it's a taro.
So then that's what's going to be eaten.
Exactly.
Right?
But really, if we have a level call.
Really, the kutach habavli itself is chametz gomer?
Right, except it's not right to eat in that fashion.
Kuna Bavli is Chametz Gomer.
That's what we're saying. It's Chametz Gomer because it has Kedayas of Techilas Pras. We don't need a new pasuk for it.
Uh-huh.
That's what we're saying. So there's two levels, in other words. If you have Kedayas of Techilas Pras, then you're not talking about Tarovet. Then you're talking essentially about the equivalent of Be'en. Now, I must tell you that that's not so poshut either, because when it comes to how we define Kedayas of Techilas Pras, which is Nogea all of these surin. Let me ask you something. I'm making, let us say, a bowl of rice, a pot of rice. And in that rice falls a kezias of chalev. The chalev melts completely into the rice, which now has a delicious taste of lard in it. Chalev, yeah? So now the question is there kezias with teachilas ras? Yes, except that there's nothing. I don't see any chalev. I have a kezias of chalev that falls into a pot, which is less than 3 beits. So now there I go. I have the chur kezias with teachilas ras. If I eat the bowl of rice that I made, then I should not have to come onto the dinner of eruv of tarovus. It should be a chi of manush, not just that it's iser. I have to bring a korban. Right, the chalev. The problem is that considered that the chalev is there? We're saying, oh, the gabi chomes at dinner be'en. Is the chalev actually there? Or only if we were talking about a mixture, let's say, of flour of chadash with flour that isn't chadash. Then the flour is there. And over here, it's melted away. It's melted away considered to be the end. In the Kutar HaBavli, it's actually there. In the Zitma Mitzri, it's actually there. All of these are issues. I mean, these are big machlokas and how to understand Bechlau. The questions of Kizayas of Tehachilas Pras. According to the Rambam, that's called there. That's the case that he actually brings. You're cooking barley, and into the barley falls chalev. Chalev melts completely. But according to Rashi, that's called tam, v'lo mamash. He learns that that's not ben. In defining tarovas. Huh? Forget about the... That's because of timer. That's dependent on Tom Kaker, which we're getting to. Okay, look, obviously we're not going to get to the bottom of all of these inyanim in a daf yomi. This is what people spend a year doing when they're doing this mitzvah. But the fact is that we have over here one daf that puts together all of the various elements of Tarovas, which include, once again, if you maybe in the Gemara itself it's not so far, but if you learn this, through this daf, the way you need to, with the Rishonim, even with the Rishonim on the daf, you're touching every single issue. The uniqueness of the din of Tarovas by Chometz, the concept of Hetem Itztarif Le'Yisr, the question of Kezayis B'Teyachilas Pras, the difference between Tam and Mamash, the difference between Min B'Mino, Min B'Sheino Mino, and the question of where Tam Ki'ikr would apply in the Taruvas as being Osir Midir Raisin. All of that we're going to be touching. So, right now we're worried about our Mishnah, basically. That's what triggered the whole thing. The Mishnah is introducing a new Isser Chometz called the Isser Chometz B'Tarovas. If we're talking about Achilas Pras, Kezayis B'Teyachilas Pras, we don't need a new Isser. Answers the Gemara. The cases in the Mishnah are specifically cases where you don't have Kesayis B'Tayafi's Brat. Therefore, we have a new concept of Chometz B'Tarovas. Okay, that Chometz B'Tarovas requires a Pasuk, and that Pasuk doesn't mention Karet either. Eisven. Shtei Kederot. Let me ask you something. You're claiming now that we're willing to say here that the case of Truma could be an Issur D'Oraisa. Look at this. You have a case, famous case, we've had a few cases like this. You have two pots. One pot contains Chulin, one pot contains Truma, and you've got two meduchot, two grinders of spices. One of them has chulin, one of them has truma. The contents of the what are they called? Grinders, right? Huh?
It's not more.
No, yeah, I'm saying, but why do you say it in English? But you know, the little thing that you grind the pepper in.
Pepper
mill. Thank you. Yeah. So now somebody emptied them each one into the pot. No flelo tochelo mutarim shani omer truma toch truma nafla v'chulin toch chulin naflu, and everything is just fine and dandy. Now, I mean, I don't understand. How can everything be fine and dandy? What do you mean it's fine and dandy? How can you say Shani Omer? Shani Omer, quote, saying it's fine and dandy. Let's assume the best. Why should we assume the best? Why don't we assume the worst? You're talking about a question of a possible deraisa, and you're sitting over here saying, let's assume the best. As opposed to, what could it possibly be done by? Yeah. Oh, Marley, that's not a question anyway. Anachla Truma's Tavlin Dirabonim. Anyway, even if it would be that, it's not a problem. By definition, there's no Truma Dirabonim on Tavlin. Therefore, we can always say Shani Omer. When it comes to, and this is Dirabonim, Dirabonim Ramekel, to be Sermich on Shani Omer. But what about this case here? Here it's Diraita. Shtei Kupot, Achat Shel Chulin, Vachat Shel Truma, Lifneim Shnei Sayin. Over here, we're talking about real food. We're talking about grain. We're not talking about Tavlin. And nonetheless, we say if Naflu Elu Toch Elu, the container of grain falls into now the kupa, We say that we're Shani Omer, Chumantok, Chumanofla, Chumantok, Chumanofla. I over here, for sure, you could have a problem. Iyamr Kizayi, Bechleachios, Prasdi, Araita. Amai, Amrina, Shani Omer. What's the Shani Omer now? Those are points over, out over here, but this is a ridiculous question. Because since Vidya Raisa, Min Beminai, will be Boto Berai, then we're talking about over here, the grain into the grain, or the flour into the flour. So what's the question? But if Kizayis, Bechleachios, Prasdi, but first there has to be a Kizayis that isn't Boto. If it's, there's rove, the case over here is that there's rove, so then it'll be bottle. You're talking about a big container and a sack that falls into a big container. It's certainly not going to be rove, so then it'll be bottle. So then you're always dealing with a derabbanan. Because even kezayis, here we go, even kezayis b'chtei achilas pras is considered to be d'oraisa when it's there. But if the Torah says it's not there, what's the difference if there's a kezayis? Where's the kezayis b'chtei achilas pras? I'm saying kezayis. What do you mean I'm saying kezayis? You watched it fall in. It disappeared as it fell in. Went into the vortex. Called Bittel. And it's no longer present. Again, because this we pass it min min is batel barov. On anything, even a truma. You need 1 out of 100. That's only the Rabbanan. So therefore, by definition, Sestosis, you're always going to be dealing with the Rabbanan. What's the Gemara running around trying to find a case? Since you're talking about the same thing falling in all of these cases, the ones that are your so-called derises, they'll always be the Rabbanan because of Bittel. Tainus takes an interesting thing that it's talking about, not min bimina. I said, how's it? Where's the Tarot that? Very simple. It was flour. You ground up saorim into flour, and you ground up chitim into flour. Now, it's mixed. You have no way of separating them out, no way of determining which is which. It's all flour to me. And in that case, you don't have min b'mina. Chitim and saorim are two different minas. Okay. So, fine. If that's the case, the Gemara is saying, L'chor includes any case, and when we have kizayis b'chayachim this prad. Ah, answers the Gemara. Hanach l'chumah b'zman hazeh. You're asking a question from a mission that's referring to Truma b'zman hazeh. Truma b'zman hazeh is drabona. Huh?
The mission talks about Truma b'zman.
That's what he's saying. Okay. So then we're not going to find a problem with that. So theoretically, we could still hold that kizayis b'chayachim this prad will be osur, assuming that the kizayis exists, meaning that it hasn't become potel in the town like this. And now the question is whether there is going to be in the mode of achila kizayis b'chayachim this prad. Okay. Says the Gemara, so now, according to Rabbi Yochanan, we use the posik of Mishrat Anavim to tell me what halacha heter nitzaref liyisr. Since the Torah tells me that a nazir who dips his bread in wine, this is very important to remember, Rich, because in case you were thinking about that Naziris thing that you keep dreaming about, oh, sorry. You have to realize that the wine is going to be a problem even in a dip. Even in a dip, which makes already the salad dressings problematic and so on. It's chametz. Not a good idea nowadays. Yeah. So in that case, you would be mitzarif the bread to the wine, says Rabbi Yochanan. Even though the taste of the wine, perhaps even get into the bread. I mean, that's not so much, but as I mentioned, it's my focus, Mishon. Rashi and the Balamor hold, even if there's no real mixture. Yes, the more of the problem is that if I, as a naive learner, and that would mean anybody who's first approaching the Torah, when we have a pasuk, we have to use it for the most logically imperative lima first. And mishrat more likely means that if the bread was dipped into the wine, and now there's a taste of the wine in the bread, that the Torah is telling me I cannot eat that bread. I mean, what would you say? That the Torah is saying heter is mitzaref liyisr? Of course not. You would say that means that wine inside the bread is still wine, and that tam kikr. That's what you would say it means. As long as I still taste it, it's still there. So if that's the case, tell me, boy, the Kitatanya. Don't we need it for the fundamental limud, as it points out in the Braita, that Mishrat is l'tein tam ki'ikar? That comes to tell me that when something has the taste of Isser, that for all intents and purposes, that is the Isser, and im sharan avim b'mayim, v'yeshbim tam yayin, chayim, that if you would have water that tastes like wine, forget about it, but it's there for Isser. That the Torah is telling me that the taste defines the nature of the thing that I'm eating. Again, the question over here, I mean, Rashi uses the case where there's no mamashis of the wine here. Because according to Rashi, as I mentioned to you earlier, according to Rashi, where we don't see the thing, so it's a mixture in a liquid, or it's something that has melted away, like the case of the chaleb and so on. Those cases are not considered to be be'en. Those are the tam, of the tam of the thing. The Torah nonetheless is telling me that the tam of the thing itself is also. So if I eat a kezayis of the bread, I'm eating a kezayis of wine, because all of this tastes like wine. And the Torah is saying, what defines wine is not the actual molecules of wine, but rather the taste of wine. And if you're doing it in a kezayis, if you're eating, then it's a shir of kezayis. If you're drinking, it's a shir of kezayis.
What are the tasty.
Tasty. Fine, could be. But meanwhile, tam kiyika. And if that salt was tevel, as Esav was fond of saying, you wouldn't be able to eat it without taking off meiser. Of course, we don't pass to my case. Okay, so, I mean, again, if we ask in Tam Keikir, that is the Rambam puts the two together. The first question is it bot? Tam Keikir tells you it's not bot. Fine. Now the Shaila is, okay, so now that it's not bot, what's the halacha? Kezayas was Teyachios Pratz, therefore it's Chayiv. The two sugyas go fundamentally together. They're all attached. So I'm handling each element separately. Kezayas Teyachios Pratz, we established fine. That's halacha l'Bashim Sinai. Obviously, that's only true if the Isser is present. What defines if the Isser is present? The Isser has disappeared. Is it present? That we learn out from Mishrat to Tami Tam Keikar. And if it's here, it's present. It's not giving us a new Shir in Isser, according to the Rama. But the way Rashi's learning it, although elsewhere Rashi says that this concept of Tam Keikar is really only the Rabbana, that the bread itself would turn into an Isser of Yayin. The water would turn into an Isser of Yayin. Okay, but anyway, however we understand the limit from Mishrat, but it's telling me a more fundamental halacha that would come first before I have a right to expand into this din. But I had the mitzvah yisr. Furthermore, continues the Bryce, being as the Torah was mechadeshet to us, that when it comes to a nazir, that the tam of the yayin is ki ikra yayin, I learn out kol haTorah kula etzikav chomer. Because the truth is, the least chomer yisr in kol haTorah kula is naziris. Why? Because consider like this. First of all, a nazir, any suro isur olam. When a nazir asks himself on yayin, whatever it is, 30 days or however he defines it, stam nazir shloshim yom. So it's a passing phenomenon, right? Furthermore, the isur in the wine is not an isur ano, it's an isur of achila. Furthermore, schor. Furthermore, yesh eterli suro. Come on, Bandai, I mean, even you would be proud of that. Yesh eterli suro. Come on, it was brilliant. I didn't get a little...
I
laughed. You did?
Yes.
I didn't fully get it for a second.
Oh, okay. It's like I don't even get a crack of a smile. It's terrible.
Very, very, very sharp.
Very sharp.
Puns.
When you're dealing with Barnea, it's the only way to do it. Although he denies that. He feels that it's a shame. Furthermore, another kula is that even while he's usher, he could always go to a Talmud Chacham to remove the isur. So then he's not, I mean, right? So it's Naziris as a dinner matter? He changes his mind. Sure, I changed my mind. If I would have realized that I had to, that I would find a girl during this time, and that when I came to my prospective in-law's house, they would throw me out because I'm a madman, I never would have made this matter. Of course, we know a guy who they took anyway. Every netter is the arise, and he can suddenly change his mind. Right? Naziris is a netter! So just like you could change your mind about not eating cake, you could change your mind about not drinking wine. So therefore, there's a heter to the yisr netter. Nazir. Nonetheless, the Torah was makbid also by Tam Keikar. So let's take a look at the other Isurim in the Torah, Kilayim. Let's take a look. Kilayim is the extreme opposite of a Nazir. Obviously, if you would want to talk about two extremes, wouldn't you talk about Naziris on the one hand and Kilayim? One is the grapes for the guy drinking it, and one is the thing that grows with the grapes. Okay? So Kilayim is Isura Yisraelah, first of all. Once Kilayim, always Kilayim. Furthermore, Isura Yisra Hanah. Third of all, you can't go to the Talmud Chacham to be matir kilayim for you. There's no way to undo the kilayim. And ain heter liyisura, ain odin chiasa tam kiikar. So for sure, if you're going to be drinking some kiloy akerem grapes, oh boy, obviously it'll be asering the bread for you. V'hu adin, and it doesn't have to be kilayim. Let's go down a step. V'hu adin laharla. At least in two of them. Maybe you can't say, says Rashi. Maybe this is famous. Not what Rashi does it. Rashi says, maybe you can't say it's an Israelon because after all, after the third year, it becomes mutter. But still, you have at least the other two things. You can't get a chacham to be matter it, and it is an Israelon. So in two out of the three, you would still make this kal v'chomer for Orla, which tells us explodes. What? Well, yeah, what do you mean? After the third year, it's a different fruit. I mean, it's not the same fruit becomes mutter. Then it doesn't make any sense. Obviously, it's a shadow of how we look at the Makor of Orla in the tree. But in any event, because of that, Ravina Tam is all different shot. He always learns that the meaning is, we're talking about Netha Ravoy. So Yesh Heter Lisura, because it could be paid at Orla, meaning in the fourth year, but still Orla in terms of Netha Ravoy. Fine. But okay, but meanwhile we see that we need the Pasuk of Bishra to tell me the din of Tam Keikr. So how can Rabbi Yochanan say we use the din of Mishra to tell me Hetem it's Tarif Liyasir? Says the Gemara, no, this is only true, I'll leave it to Rabbonah. Whereas Rabbi Yochanan, he holds, he was going according to Rabbi Akiva. So the Rabbonan, who argue on Rabbi Akiva in terms of the din of Hetem it's Tarif Liyasir, we'll see in a moment, they use Mishrat to tell me the din of Tam Ki Iker. But Rabbi Akiva himself, which is what Rabbi Yochanan would be going according to, would certainly have agreed that Mishrat comes to tell me that Heter Tzarf Lias. Which Rabbi Akiva are you referring to? Hi, Rabbi Akiva. Elim Rabbi Akiva the Matnit and it's non Rabbi Akiva Omer. Nazir Shasharati Tobayai. Vyeshbol Tzarif Kidei Kizayat Chayav. Rabbi Akiva says over there, now take a look how easy it is to make a mistake. The word Siruf has a double meaning. The word Siruf means to be able to take two different items and put them together, correct? The word siruf also means to be able to collect from various places and to bring them as one. So let's say you have chometz that's in crumbs, that's inside of a container. In Yeshbo, Kedei, Litzarev. What do you mean, Litzarev? Litzarev the chometz together. Not Litzarev, the dirt with the chometz, right? If you have it, okay. When you read this Mishnah, if you don't take that into consideration, you might come to the wrong conclusion. And you might think, as the Gemara does at this point, which turns out to be right in the end anyway, but how do we know to prove it from here? Now when Rabbi Akiva says that a Nazir who dips his bread in wine, and there's enough to be mitzarev, a kizayet is chayev. So that means you're being mitzarev, the bread and the wine. So that shows that he holds that hetem mitzarev liyisr. Says the Gemara, who says that that's what the word siruf means over there? Mimai de mipatu miayin. Who says that it means he could be mitzarev, the bread to the wine, which would be a din in hetem mitzarev liyisr. Dilma miayin lechudei. Maybe it means if you can be mitzarev from inside of this bread and find that there's enough wine there, there'll be a kizayet. Then you're chayav. Not because I have to be tzarif liyus. V'chi teima miyayin lechudei ma'ila meimra. And if you'll ask me, I understand. If there's a kezayas of the wine, so is there any chiddush? Of course there's a chiddush. And then of course the word siruf would mean collection rather than adding together in the sense of two separate items. So then if that's the case, you'll say, so what's the chiddush? What do you mean? It's tremendous chiddush. Do you see any wine? I don't see any wine. So how do I know that there's anything that's usher over here? It's all absorbed in the bread. You're going to tell me because I have a kezayas of wine, therefore I'm chayav? No, it's not here because it's tarubas. How come Ashman the afagav the tarubas? That even though now I have a tarubas, I'm still going to be chayav, even though it's not ben. But who says that he holds it to be starfully yisur? Okay, you're right. Let's find another Rabbi Akiva. It's Rabbi Akiva in the Braita, the Tanya. Rabbi Akiva Omer, Nazir Shesharapi Toba Yayin. The Achal Kizayet Mipat Umi Yayin. You can't get clearer than that. If between the bread and the wine together, you end up with a Kizayet Yuchayet. So clearly, Rabbi Akiva holds that Heter Mitzarev Liyisr, not Tarayis. So then, so wait a minute, says Sabajaj points out. So how does he know Tarayis then? You're telling me he knows Mishrat, but there's a Din Heter Mitzarev Liyisr. But in the Tarayis, where the thing has disappeared and all I'm left with is the taste, maybe Ein Hakinami, it's not here at all. And there's not even a heter, there's not even an issue to be mitzarev, the heter too. Because maybe the case of Mishra's talking about that I still see the wine. So Tam Kikr Minoli, how does he know then, the din of Tam Kikr? Yeah, he says it's a svara. I learned that from Basu B'chola. Tell me something. You eat some meat in which the milk has been absorbed. So you'll say, no, there's no milk here. Do you see any milk? I don't see any milk. Looks kosher to me. I bought it from the best butcher. Let's eat and enjoy. So say, but I saw all that milk fall into it. Yeah, but it's not here anymore. Nonetheless, the Torah makes a big deal out of that. Doesn't like that one bit, that eating that bus of the fellow business. Keeps talking about it over and over again. It's really a serious problem. So, is in the lifetime of the Almu, and all it is the taste. It's all it is, a little bit of taste of milk. There's no mamoshes of milk here. Nonetheless, it's awesome. No, so achinami lo shna. So therefore, you see from here, the Torah is makbid, very makbid on tastes. So what are you going to tell me? I don't see any wine here. You don't see any wine here. The Torah sees wine here. Paul Ryan asks his bus of the fellow. And the taste apparently is the way we define the reality of the thing's presence. Rabbanan. So, hey, that's a good point. So why did Rabbanan need Mishras to tell me Tam Kikr? Learn it out of Basar B'Cholav, and then everything is simple. Rabbanan say, Basar B'Cholav? How can you learn anything out of Basar B'Cholav? Basar B'Cholav is this crazy new thing that violates all standards of rationality. Anywhere else in the Torah you saw a concept like Basar B'Cholav? What's so different about Basar B'Cholav? My Kiddusha, what's the difference? Elema the Ha'ilachudei v'Ha'ilachudei Shori. Is the Chiddush that two things that are completely mutter on their own suddenly b'hadei adadei become usher? Is that the thing? Well, you never heard of chemical reactions. And how about kilayim? Kilayim, we had two very happy things that were very fine on their own. People go out and buy the most beautiful linen begonim. They go out and buy the most beautiful woolen begonim. Everybody's perfectly happy. Now you mix them together a little bit, all of a sudden you get an explosion. What? So you see, it's an old-fashioned idea. Plant a little bit of chitin together with some grapes, and all of a sudden it explodes. My grapes are kosher, chitin are kosher. It's a standard idea in the Torah. What's the big chiddush about pasuk b'cholot? So kalayim is also No, that's not what I meant. The thing that's unique about pasuk b'cholot is that it is wrong to claim that the issue is the taste per se, because that's good for the chiddush. Suppose I take pasuk and I soak it all day long in cream. Cream. Yum, yum, yum. Right? So now I have my salami cream. Is there any issue in eating salami cream? None whatsoever. Torah is not marked on salami cream. It's only marked on lotavashogini bachalitimo. So therefore, you taro lekula yunabachalva. Sorry. If I soak my salami all day long in milk, it's perfectly kosher. Could be. That's why we avoid that problem. Let's avoid that problem. Yeah. So we're not sure. But basher lebishulei aser. The moment that you cook it, becomes aser. So if you're telling me, what, you're telling me that that's rational? I mean, if the case is that it's a din in tam, it's a din in tam. Elamite is this new halacha. So how can you define based on something that clearly has all types of new ideas attached to it? You know, use that to tell me, and therefore the Torah is aser in tam b'kala Torah kula. Even a bus b'chalav alone, it isn't purely a function of tam. So what's Rabbi Akiva going to say to that? That's a very good point, actually. How can you learn out of Basar B'Cholov for Rabbi Akiva? Nami. Basar B'Cholov, Bala Hiddisho. You can't use Basar B'Cholov as a raya. Says Rabbi Akiva, okay, I got a better raya. Here we went, we got all these beautiful kalim from Midian. We come back in, and suddenly Elazar Kohen is coming up with all of these ideas. We got a kasher of kalim. What do we got a kasher of kalim for? Do you see any food in the kalim? There's no food in the kalim. So clearly you're kashering all of those kalim. Why? Because there's food absorbed in the kalim. So if you're going to cook in these kalim, you're going to get the taste of the chazer that was inside the kalim. So what do you care if you can't see a chazer, which you don't know doesn't hurt you? Must be because the tam the Torah is marked on, and therefore we had to kasher these kalim. So therefore we learn that from Giulei Nochrim. Giulei Nochrim, lav time of the Alma of the Us. Isn't it true that all that we're concerned about is what exudes from inside the pot? We certainly know my mushes. We're certainly going to clean the pot out. And nonetheless, it's us. The Torah says, you've got to boil it out. So therefore, you see the Torah is makrin on mixture. So if that's the case, if I have wine mixed in the bread, obviously it's going to be us. What's telling me? Torah adding with mishrat? Oh, must be adding the din of heter mitzarev lisur. And that is the Rabbi Akiva that Rabbi Yochanan was saying to me when he said, mishrat teaches me heter mitzarev lisur. Says the Gemara, but the Rabbanan. Rabbanan say, no, Giulei Nochrim is also a Chiddush. Because normally, kol notein tam livgam mutar, the gamrina and minavela. The Torah usually, since it says, lo tochlu kol nevela lager asher bisharecha, so that lager asher bisharecha teaches me that only an avela that is good tasting to the ger. But suppose I have an avela that's rotten, so it's pogum, so that's called notein tam livgam. So over here, when something is absorbed into the side of a kli, it does not taste very good when it comes out. So nosi tam levgam should be now mutter. Nonetheless, the Torah asks giulei nochrim. So it's a chiddush, because normally gamrina bin avela, and yet the Torah is telling me alfa aser. So how can you learn out from giulei nochrim? Whereas Rabbi Akiva says, no, it's not talking about nosi tam levgam. I hold like Rabbi Chiya Bereda Rav Huna. Rabbi Chiya Bereda Rav Huna said that the only kalim that they needed to kasher when they came back from Midian were kalim that were b'nei yoma. Ella the kedera bat yoma. You see how many unbelievable things we got on one page? It's amazing. You spent 3 years on this page. Right, so it's at least in time of God. And nonetheless, the Torah answer said, no, it's only talking about it's a ben yoma, and that's what the Torah answered. So if you got patience to wait till tomorrow, you don't have to boil out your kli. He was just concerned they were coming back too quickly. What don't we pass it? No? Darn. That's a shame. Yes, but certainly in terms of the derisa, that's the thing. We don't like to use Nesit Tam with Gamla Katkhila. But, no. With Katkhila. We won't use a Nolchik Apatra, we won't use a Trefa Apatra, Katkhila. If you did it. Say, Hilka, Glav Nesit Tam of Gamu. So how can Rabbanon learn out? If that's the case, maybe, indeed, Clay Midian was only talking about where it was a Nesit Tam of Gamu. Say the Rabbanon. Look, there's two levels of Nesit Tam of Gamu. This Gamu is completely disgusting. But you're telling me that you would sit there squeezing out the inside to get a little bit of taste of chazer on your sandwich. Well, it's metallic. It's not tasty anymore. You're going to use a, you'll use a pot that had been used to cook in. You'll say that adds a lot of gishmak of flavor, man. It's a little bit pogrom. It's not the way to do it. Okay, tell me a restaurant's going to do that to get the flavor in it.
Sometimes my mother
wants to use frying pans. They never wash a frying pan. They never wash a frying pan. Great cooks never wash a frying pan.
But they don't mix the taste, though. They have different pots of the thing. I mean, everybody knows if you're making good coffee, you have to start off with perfectly clean. That's your safe guttle. That I always tell you. It has to be perfectly clean coffee pot. Otherwise, problem. There's no sugar. Anybody who doesn't agree with that can go buy coffee downstairs. So now I have to talk about purim. There's only a little element of pagam. So why did the Torah ask that even? That's also a chiddush according to Rabban. Amalei Rav Acha. Okay, I'm gonna. I think maybe we'll stop over here. Sometimes in the comic books where they have like all those numbers and question marks going round and round in front of people's eyes, you don't always see them. Today I actually see them.
Well, does anybody have money to put in the envelope? Can we go on? Oh.
Garnea Stormcrow is here. Whenever he shows up, it's money time. I'd love to. We have to get people to agree. I'm ready to do it. Continues the Gemara. Yosef Redimi v'kamel ala shmeitz. Amal ha'yabai ala Redimi v'chol yisrin shabat ra'i. He netter mitzarech lister. V'atzlan ha'mikpeh shal tshuma v'ashum v'ashem v'shafuli. מנגעת פו יום המקצתן פצל את כולם המקרה של חולין והשום והשמש של תשומה ונגעת פו יום המקצתן לא פסל על המקום הגאו בלבד we asked over there and why מקום הגאו הבאת לו את התאבן ברוב ויום הרב הבא ואחר מה טעם הו בזר לא כאלהם בכזית אז את שי איך ידעמי לא משום נהתם מצטרף לאיסור no the כזית of the mixture. It meant the kezayit of the truma, the kezayit of fair filas pras. What? Kezayit of fair filas pras is the araisa? Amoyi? So the yachim I plig rabbani like the rabbis in our Mishnah about kutach ababli. No, what do you think? You should have to be tzarefli. Is there some sort of my plig rabbani like the rabbis in kutach ababli? Elanach le kutach ababli to let the kezayit of fair filas pras. Ibe ene that he actually kashore for ochtelay. That's both of daiteis of kolada. In Mishtar Kashatir by dipping the Achalei, then let the Kizayv is there, he was perhaps. Teze. Shtei Kideirot. Achar Shachul and Achar Shachuma, the same Shtei Meduchot. Achar Shachul and Achar Shachuma. Venaflu Eilu, letoch Eilu, mutarin. Shani Omer Shuma, letoch Shuma, nafla. Vecholin, letoch Cholin, naflu. Vei Amir Kizayv, Pechtei Achilas, Pras, the Araita. Amai Amrin, Shani Omer Shuma, letoch, etc., etc. I'm like, what? That's a true and stable. That's only Rabbanan. Ezra, shtei kupot, achat shachulin, achat shachuma. Ulifneihem, shtei soy, achat shachulin, achat shachuma. Venaflu elu letoch elu. Mutarin, shani omer, chulin letoch chulin, naflu. Chuma letoch chuma nafla. Ve'i amet, kizayet, pechtei achilas pras, diraita. Amayam rinim, shani omer. Amale, hanak le chuma, vizman hazeh, it's Rabbanan. Okay, so now according to Rabbi Yochanan, Mishras comes to tell me, Hetem it's tarif liyisr. Ask the Gemara, Hai Mishrat, Loch liyata. Ami baile liket tanya, Mishrat anavim, liken tam ki iker, shim shara anavim b'mayim, v'esh batam yayin chayim, mikanat adam l'chol ha-torah kula, uman azir, shen yisro yisro lam, v'hin yisro yisro na'a, v'yesh hetel yisro, nonetheless, osa batam ki iker, Kilayim, Shisrois or Olam, Visrois or Ana'a, Vein Eter Yisroi. No, didn't she ask a Tom Kicker? Vuadin Leorla, at least Pishtayim, and the rest of the Torah too, at least for the Mamatzinu. Now, Amani Rabbanani, Yochan, Yamit Rabbi Akiva. Which Rabbi Akiva? Eilem Rabbi Akiva, the Matnitz, the Tanat. Rabbi Akiva, Eilem Nazi Shashara, Pitoba Yahin, Viesh Balatzarev, Kedek Zayat Chayav. Umimayin mi patu miyayin. Maybe tziruf means miyayin lechudei. Ah, you'll ask v'chitema miyayin lechudei. Mayla meima. What do you mean mayla meima? Kamash malon. The apag of the tarovet. El Rabbi Akiva the bright. The tiny Rabbi Akiva omer nazir shesharat pito b'yayin. Ve'achal kizayet mi patu miyayin. Chayav. Clearly, why? Because after mitztarev v'isur. So then, how does Rabbi Akiva know Tam Kiker? Yol of Yibazav Echolav, Lav Taimah Be'amu V'yasa, Hachanami Loshna, V'rabonan, Basav Echolav, you can't learn from Basav Echolav, it's a Chiddush. What's a Chiddush? Yilei Medai Lukudei V'ayi Lukudei Shori. And they only become also together That's a classic case. Kilayim nami, ilukudei, ilukudei shori, badadei yasser. Elvitaru lekula yom bechalva shori. The moment that you're boshel, lebishuli, it's asser. Rabbi Akiva nami, boshel bechalva vada chidishu, you're right. Elo yalish bevulei nochrim. Yulei nochrim, la taima biyamu, and nonetheless, tera asset. Hokanami loshna, rabbonin. Yulei nochrim is a special case. It's a nice time of gam. Normally, that's mutu yamim and aveila. And here, suddenly, it becomes asset. Rabbi Akiva, it was a nice time of gam, it wasn't asset. Rabbi Akiva, luna. Yoma loa sratora, by clay midian, elabikidera, bad yuma. So why can't I use that to teach me the Kalatarakula? Rabbonim say it's still a chiddush. Why? Because Kedera bad yuma even is namilo after the problem of purta. A little bit of pagam is even there. Even ben yuma. Good.